And this is from the Gospel of Luke, and it's talking about Jesus. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They'd come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will last. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, or defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you've received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." Our Old Testament scripture is interesting as well, from Jeremiah chapter 5, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Jeremiah writes, "Cursed is the one who trusts in people, who depends upon flesh for their strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. They will be like a bush in the wasteland. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places in the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water and sends out its roots into the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, as its leaves are green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit." And then he says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Oh, Jeremiah says, the Lord examines our heart and brings us healing. The fact that we know we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus is speaking blessings and woes. Jeremiah spoke blessings and woes. And neither of them were accepted except for what they could do for people. Yeah, heal us, heal us, heal us. But when it came down to the nuts and bolts, they weren't there. These words from Jesus are not just sound bites. He intended his followers to hear these words, ponder these words, chew on these words, and then put them into life. These woes and blessings were a way for Jesus to make a point. He speaks like Jeremiah. The point, though, is spiritual rather than literal. Blessed are the poor, Luke says, poor in spirit. Poverty itself might bring you closer to God, but the poor will be blessed. Then, blessed are you who weep. Not all tears will receive God's healing and touch at the time that you're hoping they'll come. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. Woe to you who are full. Boy, it sounds like that Jesus has gone from preaching to meddling. And we look at this and try to sort this out. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you. Wouldn't that implicate Mother Teresa? So we got to look at this and think these things through spiritually. Here Jesus is on our level. He's just come off the mountain. He called his 12 apostles. We call them 12 disciples, but notice it says when he got down on the plain, there were all kinds of disciples that were there wanting to follow him. Jesus is really laying down principles about how to live. He's calling us to examine our priorities, our relationships with him, and with the Father. Jesus is saying, whatever you have and whatever you are is of God. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. As we realize this and give God the glory, blessings can come. As we bring our tithes and offerings into God's storehouse, the blessings come. As we take our time in prayer and really caring, the blessings come and allows Jesus to use us to minister to those in the neighborhood of our lives. Let's focus on the Beatitudes. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. You know, not all of us have a life in complete order. You know, there's hurts. There's some people that have cancer in their families. We've got a good friend back in Butte from one of my Kiwanis ladies that she lost her little 3-year-old granddaughter to cancer here about 4 months ago. Today, I get a prayer request saying her 6-year-old, well, great-granddaughter, has liver cancer. And so, you know, not everything is peace and goodwill. We hurt. There's some here today that are hurting. You know, we come into church, any place we go, people say, how are you doing? And we smile and say, fine, when we really, really hurt. But we're not sure people can. We've all been hurt by people who said, oh, I'll pray for you. I really care about you. And then they don't think about you till the next time they see you. That's not good. That's not the way Jesus called us to be. He's talking about compassion. Compassion. Our unclean spirits that are in us, he needs to cast out. Blessed are you who weep now. You will laugh. Blessed are those who are enough in touch with reality to leap. You know, those of us who are older men have grown up with the fact that men don't cry. Men don't cry. And that's not right. That's not right. That causes a lot of pain because we carry that pain and we can't get it out. As we cry, we let that out and we let other people in to help us. Remember, Jesus cried, didn't he? Remember at the tomb of Lazarus? The shortest verse in the Bible, John 11 something, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. So we need to be able to share our emotions, let it out there. Oh, yeah, we might get hurt. We might get hurt. But the strong ones know what it is to weep, to cry, to hurt, and to share that hurt with those in the neighborhood of our life. You know, we've gone through that that time, don't worry, be happy. Sing that little ditty. But yeah, we need to worry some. We need to worry because we get so settled in our own life that it's hard to see beyond our little cubicle. Makes me think of these telemarketers. You know, there's 100 of those sitting there taking calls, making calls. Well, sometimes we feel like that. We're there with all of these people, but can we really focus? Can we really focus on them? The words of Jesus, you will sing again. He's saying that laughter is the fruit of serious admission that death is real, that hurt is real, and that we need to be aware of it and embrace God's promise. Joy. Yes, the prophets haven't lied to us, but, you know, Jesus said joy will come. Well, what happened to him? They crucified him. What happened to Jeremiah? They put him in a cistern for a while when the Babylonians were coming. Then they put him in stocks. And finally, they discovered him. The Babylonians discovered him and let him go to Egypt with some of the exiles. not an easy life. You know, what's wrong? I'm a Christian. Why aren't things better? They get better when we turn it over to Jesus, over to God, and let him step in. You know, we know that God will turn our tears into laughter, maybe not when we demand it, but in his healing time. If we're a part of the family of God and we call ourselves Christian, then we need to hear Christ as he desires to help us heal, desires to help us reach out, desires to help us laugh and sing and celebrate. You know, I don't think that any of us have been put down this past week for being Christian, for telling people we tithe or we go to church every Sunday. Doesn't happen, does it? No, because we're not out there enough letting people know that we are Christian. If we do, if we're out there ministering in the name of Jesus, God will give the increase. The invitation is not to an uninterrupted time of doing as we please, when we please, and asking God to give us more. Give us more. The invitation is to discipleship, to be like Jesus. What was he doing? Caring, touching, healing, being there with the people, and loving because he was compassionate. So he calls on us to be compassionate, and he gives us the courage to be that witness to those in the neighborhood of our life. Let's pray. Lord, none of us are hungry. We've all eaten in the last 24 hours. None of us are poor, even though we might think so, as we judge by what others have. Many of us have heavy hearts, though, today, but are afraid to share as we've been hurt by ones who were insincere. Probably none of us have taken any ribbon or sarcasm this past week because we wear the name Christian. You call us to responsibility, Lord. Help us this morning to examine our relationship with you and allow you to break through the shell we place around our hearts and lives. Let us truly accept Jesus as Savior and allow him to be the Lord of our lives. Your love and grace are here now. Touch hearts in this time. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.